Ah, so it is good day to you again, huh? We are so lucky to be here with you. As you know, dearest beings of light, there's much that you are here for this weekend and much that you have no idea what you are here for this weekend. We want you to know that today, as we've just had the master talking of numerology, today adds up to a 21, which is a 3. So today you get to have a catalyst of your energy, dearests. We are catapulting you into your next phase of your life, your chapter. Tomorrow, as we are expanding your innate and learning all about your innate, that adds up to a 22. You are the master builder of your life, you know, and you are here tomorrow building that which is within you, acknowledging that which is within you, breathing forth your essence like never before, possibly. And Monday, if you choose to come and join us on Monday, which we hope you will, take a deep breath, huh? That adds up to a 5. Change. Change that is occurring within you. So how quickly do you want your change? How acknowledged are you of those changes that are occurring? So you see, we are not here by any accident. It is not a flip of the coin as to where we go here. We learned many years ago from Kryon that we are creating our own synchronicities. We are creating our own life, and that is what we are doing as you are acknowledging your very next step of your life. So as you take a deep breath and breathe into what it is that you are choosing for your next step, we want you to be aware that every thought, every feeling, every little breeze that goes through your heart chakra is a purchase order to the universe. So what are you purchasing? As you understand that you are not here by accident either. You are here by divine appointment, because it is indeed important for you to acknowledge the divine appointment of your life. You are starting a new chapter right now. What are you creating? Are you creating more of you? Are you thinking that you should be something different, somewhere different? Should? Well, don't should on yourself. It does not work any longer. You've done that enough. In fact, when we talk, Arvis or Marilyn and Hare and the joy, and we all talk about letting go of things and pulling things out and blah, 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 that is not true any longer. We are asking you to take those wondrous parts of yourself that you're just ready to be done with, that you're ready to just not be in charge of your purchase order to the universe, and integrate them, love them so deeply, because they're a part of you. Love them so much. Forgive yourself for whatever you think you need to do. Forgive everyone else, and integrate that energy so completely that it is no longer a part of your purchase order. You see what we say? That is the time that we are in. Every instant heart feeling is that purchase order to the universe. You can see that just by the numbers and adding up this weekend. In that essence, you know that you are creating your reality. So if, as our vessel Marilyn told the Monica yesterday, well, we don't really have time to write the book because we've got several books in the making and we can't really do that. It is not true. That is her excuse, huh? How many of you use that same excuse? Oh, I don't have time to do that. I don't have time to do that. I don't have time to live my life. So understand that we are not letting our vessel Marilyn off the hook like we're not going to let you off the hook either. Your life is here. You have chosen to come to this planet at the most exciting time in maybe the historical essence of this planet for 27,000 years. You are here. You volunteered. You raised your hand. Some of you are saying, what was I thinking? And some of you are standing tall and saying, yes, I am here. And we hope by Monday night all of you are saying, yes, I am here and I am standing forward in all of my innate abilities. I'm standing forward in the strength and carriage of me. Because along with that master builder of a year of 2018, you've got the 11. This does not have to do with Tibet. This has to do with us. Our take on the 11, aside from illumination, is two pillars standing side by side with the courage to stand strong and bring forth the creative crown chakra of the universe without much foundation, because it's balancing on its tiptoes in that 11 year. But together, you have the duality, the positive, the negative. And we are holding the intention that the duality is coming together as one. That the duality is actually not the positive and negative. Because in this energy, which has nothing to do with Tibet, but it has to do with us. And what our intention in coming all this way to see you is that you are coming together as one to stand strong and pure in your illumination of the 11 and to allow that separation to be no more, to be one. How's that sound? A little exciting for a Saturday morning, But you see, once you have that separation, dearest, then you create that cavern that may separate you from your innate. Tomorrow, we are going to bring that together. You see, you have that energy within you. You have that intention of oneness within you. You have that illumination within you. You have the innate. That is why they call it innate. From our dearest Kryon to you and us, you are not separate. Our dearest beloveds, you are not separate from me. I am you. We are one together. So, beloveds, I implore you to recognize your truth that is not separate from the universal truth. It is not your own perception, because your truth is just love. Which is my truth. Your truth is just that wisdom and clarity that is within you. And I am here to help you bring that forth, to recognize that with such gratitude that I feel your heartbeat and I share my heartbeat with yours, for we are one, always. So, when the master comes in, one has a bit of energy to experience that. Take a deep breath. We are so thankful for you. We love you. We honor you. We see you. And we ask that you trust yourself so you will indeed know how to live. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. I speak mostly now to those before me in the chairs, although others may listen. And I would ask you, are you feeling the energy in the room? And I don't mean the temperature. Well, the energy of the room has changed since you arrived in the chair. The energy of the room has actually been posturing itself for revelation. Just those in the room. There are things that you have come for. There's intuitive things that you are asking about. I know who's here. It's beautiful. The many questions, the puzzles, and yes, even the frustrations of one of you. And I would like to tell you something and echo something that has been spoken before, even in the chairs next to me. You're not here by accident. And I mean not on the earth, I mean in the room. You're not here by accident. For in this room, spirit wants to do something. But with free choice, the individual, even the frustrated one, has to understand about peeling the onion, which we've talked about before. The outside of the onion is that which you were told, that who you think you are. The protocol that you think is needed based upon that, which you've learned all your life about spiritual things, perhaps, or even human nature. And you've got to peel them away. Almost as though they were incorrect for the time of the shift. And that would be correct. In other words, they were all right for who you were before all this started. But not now. The one who sits to my left, the human being, had a great shift. And that shift was literally from one kind of person to another. How does this happen, dear ones? It happens with revelation. It happens with a certainty, a cognizing of a greater truth. And so right now, I want you to cognize a greater truth in this room. And the greater truth is this: you're not alone in anything that you think you are alone in. You are known by God. But your free choice gets in the way, because so often you choose a path that says, it's not going to happen this way. I'll come to the meeting and just listen. I don't really expect there'll be much. There never has been before. Well, I'll get something out of it. I'm not sure. Perhaps I'll record it. I'll analyze it later. And all of those things may be accurate from an older energy, but not for one when you're about to have a revelation. That could change everything in your life, no matter how young you are, no matter how old you are. As you peel the onion and the things slough off that you were told of how things work, other things reveal themselves, something grander, something bigger, something you didn't expect. You've got help. And the help has always been there, always, inside you and outside you. And now we get into the uniqueness of humanity. Dear ones, all of your lives you have been told you're not unique. Look at how you take medicine. One pill for all. Everything you do is a combination of generalities. All of the things that you learn in school, one lesson for all. The only exceptions is those who can learn it faster or slower. The information is simply there, presented to you. Learn this. This is the way. As opposed to saying, there are secrets in here that are hidden in the book. And you can read between the lines and discover things that were never written down in this textbook. How do you like it so far, student? I'll tell you, the children of today are expecting this. They rebel on static information that is simply the way it is. And they want to read between the lines. And they have their hands slapped because they do it. This is the changing of the guard of human nature. And in this room, I have a collection of old souls that are incredibly unique. Look at what your Akash must contain here. Just look for a moment. My partner goes to many cities. And the large crowds will come and they will sit. And if you ask them, well, why do you live here in this city? They will say, well, I was born here. And that's the answer. Their parents stayed. They had jobs. The children went to school, and now they are citizens of the city. And I would like to say that's not necessarily what's happened in this room. There was an Akash that drove you here. It made you decide to live far, far away from the other cities in your great land. That put you in a place that said the weather is fine. Even if there's no road leading to anywhere, the weather is fine. You are absolutely unique. And you are driven there by what you've experienced in the past. And in the Akashic record, there is a uniqueness that says what you've experienced, old soul, what you don't want because you're wise. What you can feel, you can tolerate, and because that is what you want. Whether you feel you're connected to nature or you simply are connected to yourself, you're in this land. And that's the message for those in this room, in this place you call Anchorage. Old souls are here. No matter how many 100,000 are in this town, there are far more old souls than you'd ever expect. And they would not be in a meeting like this. That would void that which they say is them. They don't want to join anything. They don't want to be in a clump that learns together with anyone. Because they are their own person, and that's what they've learned. So I want you to know something. Your neighbors are very wise. Just because they're not in this room is meaningless. They are old souls that have made decisions, much like yours, and their spirituality belongs to them, and they're just fine. And dear ones, they are. They shake hands with nature. They have compassion for others. They're helpful. to the max. It's part of the kash of those who would live in places like this. Now, as I say that, I want you to understand how special, how beautiful and meaningful this is, that you're an old soul sitting in this place. For now is the time, as you peel the onion, that I want you to feel something inside. There are solutions to what you came for. Oh, frustrated one, I want you to know you have literally an army around you of those who are going to work your solution at the very cellular level, if you let us in. Part of the Alaskan way is the pride of it all. And for you, I ask you for a moment to drop that and let us in. For the pride of being you and yourself and attached to nothing but what you wish sometimes is a burden that is spiritual. Where you enclose yourself in a capsule of protection, not only from the weather, but from others around you. And in that, you also enclose yourself in the outreached hand of spirit that says, "Let me in." And in that, all of these frustrations can be solved, disappear. You can walk out of this place far more peaceful than you ever were before, with solutions you know are at hand, even though you can't see them. The belief in the invisible things. Why would a human believe in nature and not understand that that is the creator? The creator is that which created all things, including the very system that you love so much. Open your thinking for a moment. And when you walk outside and you breathe the wonderful air, the freshness, the pristineness, the coolness, you're breathing the air that was created for you to breathe by one who loves you beyond measure, who would like to know you better than you've ever allowed that knowledge to be known, or that entity to be known, or the love to be there. Your Akash has created this, dear ones, a beautiful Akash that is wise, wiser than most, that says, "I'm coming to a place where I can be myself more than any other place." And in the process, dear ones, my plea to you is to let us in. And in that, there will be solutions to everything you came for. It's time to find the inner child, to be comfortable with the laughter that you've had before. You see, I really do know who's here. How does it feel to be loved that much? To be known so well? To be loved and in a compassionate way to be cared for? Free choice will let you block it completely. That's the beauty of the power you have. And free choice will allow it to be released inside and grow in areas and ways you never thought it would. Be peaceful with who is around you, and I don't mean the humans in the chairs. Tonight I'm going to give you a story. We're going to call it The Practical Old Soul. It's a story that needs to be told. A summary of walking literally into your life from the time you wake up to the time that you go to sleep and the new paradigm which is here. Until then, I am Kryon in love with humanity. And so it is.